Four Williams Lake area performers are invited to attend the Arts BC Provincial Festival 2024 in Fort St. John, June 2 to 6. Eloise Hobie, Abigail Kotick, Cassius Ford and Parker Barbie Testowich earned a spot after competing at the Caribou Festival in Williams Lake April 4 through April 7. All four performed on Sunday afternoon, April 14, during the Caribou Festival Society Honor Concert held at St. Andrew's United Church, which was one of the venues for the festival. Performers, parents, siblings and friends filled the church to show support for the performers. After singing O Canada, Quintet Plus performed Wellerman, arranged by Neighbor. The choir received the top award for Adult Mixed Community Choir and Jesse Chapin won the Choir Directorship Award. Annabelle Plouffe recited So Many Teeth, by Yolen, for which she won the Adjudicator's Choice Award. Following Annabelle were the Hamiltines, comprised of Eloise Hobie, Ella Cruz, Keeley Duffy and Brooke Brown with a musical theater number from the musical Hamilton of the Schuyler Sisters by Lin-Manuel Miranda. The group won Youth Vocal Ensemble for the piece. Riel Tate won an original poetry award for her poem titled Homework, about a cat eating her homework, which she recited during the concert. Sarah Schultz, winner of an Angel Keys Expressiveness Award, plus a gold in a vocal ensemble duet and musical production Junior B, she shared her piece Heart of Stone by Welch. Jaden Greenridge played square dance on piano arranged by Alfred, for which he won the Carson Encouragement Award. Tina Yu played White Moon by Akeda. She received the Senior Achievement Award. Ella Cruz returned to the stage, this time solo to play the piano and sing A Stranger I Always Knew, a song she wrote herself. She received an Angel Keys Expressiveness Award and gold in intermediate musical production. Eloise Hobie performed I'd Give My Life For You, from Miss Saigon, by Schoenberg. She received a gold in concert recital class intermediate, and gold in musical production intermediate. She also received an Adjudicator's Choice Award. Paulo Roland self-performed an original composition titled British Columbia, which he said was inspired by the province's topography. He received the Intermediate Achievement Award and the Hummingbird Original Composition Award, as well as a gold in piano composition. Parker Barbie Testowich performed June's Follettes, by Weckerlin, for which she won the Adjudicator's Choice Award for singing an art song in a language other than English, a gold in intermediate musical production and intermediate art songs composed or arranged after 1900. Bethany Bame received an Angel Keys Expressiveness Award for her piano rendition of Shooting Stars in Summer by Akeda. Willie Cody Holub recited her public speaking award piece about My Cat Potato. Abigail Kotick sang On the Steps of the Palace from Into the Woods by Sondheim. She received the highest gold standing in musical production Junior B. She also received gold in musical theater Junior B and self-accompanied Junior B. Closing out the honor concert was Cassius Ford, who received the top intermediate musical production award and the highest gold in concert recital class. Cassius performed Someone Is Waiting by Sondheim. Herring Jennings, a member of Quintet Plus, was the concert MC. He thanked the many sponsors who make the festival possible and all of the volunteers. Caribou Festival Society is run completely by volunteers. We desperately need volunteers. We need your help for the festival to continue, he said, adding the annual general meeting was taking place immediately following the concert. Before the honors concert, there was a spotlight honors concert featuring some of the festival's other performers and placement winners. It was a wonderful afternoon showcasing the dedication of teachers and students to learning the arts and the talent that flourishes from that hard work. Cassius and Eloise attended the provincial festival in 2023 as well. Read more. Free Caribou Youth Qualify for Performing Arts BC.